From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia's Attorney General has appointed a new prosecutor to the case of Ahmaud Arbery, who was shot and killed while jogging in February near Brunswick. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, this is the fourth district attorney on the case.
Two DAs recused themselves because of professional connections to one of the suspects. The third DA from a neighboring district called in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation last week. That quickly led to two arrests. But lawyers for the family of Ahmaud Arbery have called the entire prosecutorial system in southeast Georgia compromised and asked for a new prosecutor. Now, Attorney General Chris Carr has appointed one from 300 miles away. Joyette Holmes is the DA of Cobb County. She's the first woman and the first African-American to hold that position. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Over 1,400 people have died from COVID-19 in Georgia. That's according to the State Health Department, which has confirmed 34,000 cases in the state. According to Governor Brian Kemp, the number of ventilators in use has gone down. Kemp says 881 ventilators are currently being used. That's down more than 100, he says, from May 1st. 251,000 tests have now been administered, according to the daily updates that the state provides. That's equal to around 2.4% of all Georgians. Meanwhile, the governor is scheduled to provide an update on coronavirus in Georgia today. Kemp, State Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Kathleen Toomey, and other members of the state's response team will speak at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the state capitol. GPB will carry that live on air and streaming at gpbnews.org. The group behind one of college football's biggest names is providing financial aid for COVID-19 screenings. Officials from the Peach Bowl announced a donation of more than $1 million to help support the telemedicine screening mobile app developed by Augusta University Health System. The Express Care app allows people to be screened for the virus virtually with no appointment required. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.